This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
$9.25 a month. The Federal Communications Commission in Washington is banking on that amount, a subsidy, to help more low-income people get faster internet. Last week, the FCC approved plans to extend its so-called lifeline subsidy for low-income households from just phone lines to cellular data and broadband plans. Nova Safo reports.
In Brooklyn, New York, Tony Schloss can tell you stories of school students doing their homework outside so they can get access to public Wi-Fi because they don't have broadband at home in the low-income housing projects where they live.
The homework, most times it's online, whether sometimes it needs to be turned in online, other times the research occurs online.
Schloss works for a nonprofit that provides public Wi-Fi in Brooklyn's Red Hook community, much of which is housing projects.
Saving $10 goes a long way in communities like Red Hook.
Schloss says this could open up broadband to more homes. The FCC's changes to the Lifeline program could also go a long way in the telecom industry. Doug Brake of the Information Technology and Innovation Foundation says new companies will enter the Lifeline program.
The big addition that the FCC is hoping to bring in are a lot of the sort of cable providers. That will obviously bring additional, you know, competition and choice for qualifying participants.
The FCC wants to make it easier for companies to participate by reducing their administrative burden. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.